if you were talking about where they were
sick to their stomach.
Yeah. Do you remember, okay, now, like, if you were, when you were, like, say, a teenager, for example, and there was a couple going out together a lot, people thought they were sort of serious. They might say that they were...
courting?
Did they still say that when
no.
you... No. That's what I figured. I wondered. What did they say? Like, if
dating.
Somebody, just dating,
mm-hmm.
yeah.
Going steady.
Was going steady used then. That was
yeah.
something
mm-hmm.
that had come in by that time. In talking about this couple.
I guess they were going steady. Going steady. Let's see. I think maybe... wasn't too long after that, anyhow.
what in talking about like this couple, what would they call him? They would say he would be her
boyfriend,
and she would be his
girlfriend.
And here's one.
Her girl. Let's see. You can say girl without saying friend, but you can't say boy without
isn't
saying
funny?
Boyfriend.
Funny, I've never thought about that,
mm-hmm.
but that's very true. You're really a very observant person about.
I'm glad
language.
I'm good about something.
You really are. If for example, I guess it could be either way, but if a man asked a girl to marry him, and they had been going steady or whatever, and she said she would, but instead she ran off and married somebody else, you'd say that she...
eloped?
Yeah.
Ran off, let's see.
Yeah,
she
in reference to what she did to this boy that she was engaged to by throwing him over for, I think that maybe I just told you.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I'm thinking of a Dear John letter. You know,
yeah.
She hasn't written a letter, but it's the same thing
yeah.
as the Dear John letter type thing.
What about jilted? If you ever use that, heard people use that
mm-hmm.
word, jilted, in that way. Okay, but if she didn't write him a Dear John or whatever, you'd say they went ahead and got
married.
And at a wedding, the man who stands up with the groom is the
best man.
Yeah, and the one who stands up with the bride is the
bridesmaid or matron of honor.
Do you ever recall that? They probably did this more in the country, though. When a couple got married, that people would sort of serenade them, give them
oh,
a...
Oh, yes.
Yeah. What did they call
That's them? A good French word. You want to turn that off a minute while I think?
Yeah.
Chivalry.
Oh,
C-H-I-V-A-R-I-I.
Chivalry.
Chivalry. Yeah.
And that was, and they...
That's what you wanted,
yeah,
wasn't
yeah,
it?
That's
okay.
Right, right.
Yeah,
sure.
Okay.
And then, and they did this. Now, have you actually heard of that
mm-hmm.
happening?
Oh, yes. That used to be the thing they feared.
That was...
and not too long ago, in the last 10 years, I have known of it right here in Piggott.
Oh, really?
A very prominent young doctor was...
Oh, really?
And his wife were shivered, huh?
Oh,
they
man.
Threw him in the pond outside.
And they were—you can use it as a verb. They were chivalry.
Yeah,
like,
I don't know how you'd spell it. IED, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
When you,
mm-hmm. That's me. Oh, now something that I don't know if kids do this, but there was a time when kids when they would go out and they would move around on the floor together, and you'd say they went to a
bunking party.
Oh, no. This is something that my mother said she was never allowed to do because she was a Baptist. They were not allowed to go to a... where the boys and girls would...
Oh, a dance floor!
Try to dance. She'd say she'd go way out in the country where she thought her parents wouldn't find out. Then she might. If children get out of school at 3 o'clock, you'd say that at 3 o'clock school
let out.